97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning.
Hello. I've got a couple of trends for today. First, not necessarily foremost, but definitely first, a survey published by the Pew Research Center said that of teenagers surveyed, 38% said they spend too much time on their phone, 51% said they used it just the right amount, and 5% said they use it too little. And I think the 51% saying, nah, I'm crushing it.
I am doing correctly.
Perfect. I am absolutely nailing the amount of time I spend on my phone.
I am perfect, and everyone else is the one with the problem.
I also really respect the 5% that were like, I could be on my phone more.
I appreciate that only 51% said I'm doing everything exactly right, because we tend to think that we're doing pretty much everything exactly right most of the time. So the fact that 49% of us are like, and teenagers especially, like, are like, maybe I could not do what I'm doing. Like, I think that's good.
And humans at large are famously bad at estimating things, whether it's the amount of time a task takes or how good something is for them. I don't know. I definitely have like fugue state moments where I sort of snap back to consciousness after I've been on YouTube for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I immediately put my phone down somewhere and walk away from it.
Just I will do that too.
Go over there. No more of you today.
Yep.
But the other trend I wanted to talk about is specifically something that I am personally interested in, which is canned water, specifically Liquid Death. Are you acquainted with Liquid Death
at
all?
You know, I am, but I haven't actually had it.
It's water.
It's water,
that's
right?
All that, yeah, man.
It's not even like caffeinated water, right? It's just
so,
like,
There is something about this that I feel like really needs to be discussed, because the current narrative around Liquid Death is that Liquid Death is a company currently valued at $1.4 billion with distribution growing nationally. In 2023, Liquid Death logged $263 million in retail sales, making it the fastest growing water or tea manufacturer of the year. This entire narrative of Liquid Death is the people's champ. Everyone is buying Liquid Death. Everyone loves Liquid Death water. Yeah, it's amazing. Everybody hop on the Liquid Death money train.
You and I run in very different circles.
I mean, yeah.
I have never heard anyone getting excited about Liquid Death. I've seen people drinking Liquid Death and they think it's fine.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Within investment circles, Liquid Death is a pretty hot commodity at the moment. It is getting valued insanely.
Okay.
And from a user standpoint, from a consumer perspective, the only times I have ever seen Liquid Death being actively consumed are at events, because Liquid Death partners with Live Nation and Ticketmaster to make their water the exclusive water available at live events. Mm. And one of the big hills that I will die on is every concert, every outdoor event needs to have free water stations. You need to have a hose that people can put a bottle up to and drink, a cup up to and drink. You need water for people that are outside.
Quick shout out to towns and county around here, because they do that at all of their events, and it's good.
It should be legally required, in the same sense that you need to have X bathrooms for X people attending the event. You need to have X amount of water available and stationed and spaced out so lines aren't 20 minutes long, so people can get hydrated and be okay. Because being outside for long, anyway, yeah, we kind of learned this with holding our street party on the hottest day of the year.
Yep.
Having water available is important.
It's necessary.
And I have been to more than one event where there are no water tents. There are no water spigots. There is only Liquid Death. You can pay $10 for Liquid Death, or you can die. Those are your options. And that is something that has really put me off Liquid Death as a whole. But I'm only seeing it at more events. I'm only seeing it getting more exclusive deals. And it definitely feels like this narrative of Liquid Death is the most successful water company in the world, it feels manufactured to the point where it upsets me a little bit, because I've never bought Liquid Death on purpose. I have never gone to the store and said, boy, howdy, I sure would like some Liquid Death. Let me put that in my shopping cart.
I am glad that we established a tradition and taken for granted assumption that at every event there are going to be free restrooms. Before capitalism got their grubby little mitts on that, because you know they would if they could.
I mean, yeah, please slot in your quarter to use the bathroom.
Or your $5, because why only a quarter, Victor?
And then next thing you know, you got a million TikToks of the hot new entrepreneur activity, having your side hustle bathroom set up in public places.